Met Gala was Monday night, but we're still gooped and gagged over some of these looks, honey. So, let's get this started! Yes, baby! Now, first up, you know Miss Katy Perry always turns it out, right?
Right.
Now, she's been an angel, she's been a hamburger, and she's been a chandelier, among other things. So, you know, the Katy Cats love seeing pictures of her in her two incredible looks from the gala. Now, her mama Mary even texted us saying how gorgeous she looked, but it turns out, y'all, guess what?
What?
They were deep fakes.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Katy texted back saying, LOL, Mom. The AI got you, too. Beware.
No, she looks beautiful.
This
I really
brilliant.
Was
yeah,
like...
she ate that.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, come on, Katy. Mm.
So that's all it takes is just some good little deep fake Photoshop, and we all could have been at the Met Gala.
We all. You, too, can go to the Met Gala.
Aw, dang. We should have went, y'all.
I know.
But y'all don't know something, honey.
What?
I was there, honey.
You was there?
Yes, ma'am. Check this out.
Them ankles was not there.
Serving.
Come on, Gary. Oh, you're so slender, Gary.
It's giving Hiana.
I would love to see your ankles on this.
Yeah. How did you get so snatched?
I talked to Miss Kardashian, bitch. She said, how you get your waist done?
Wow.
Yes, baby. I was wearing normal Kamali.
No Ozempic over there.
Okay.
So, Gary, tell me, what was the inspiration behind the hair?
Well, it's a long story. You know, they're saying the short hair is in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I wanted to give you a little bit of some of Coretta Scott with a mixture, a little bit of some of the undergirl.
A
little mushroom, honey. Yes, baby.
Yeah.
And a little part on the side.
Oh, yeah. You're giving Easter realness.
Tana said, yeah.
Yeah. This is actually a model named Anuk Yai.
Oh, word.
Okay. And we would like to apologize to her.
Yes. Sorry, Anuk.
You look great, Anuk.
For making a knock off.
Knock it off.
Miss Anuk. Love it. Okay. Another absent star was Rihanna. After teasing that she was going with a simple look, she got sick and she couldn't attend.
Riri.
Yeah, I know. But now we've got the stars facing off in some not so simple looks. Doja Cat rocked a floor-length wet t-shirt. And she shared that the secret to the wet look was hair gel, y'all. She's out there sticky.
Oh.
Yeah, I love her so much.
Do you?
Do you like this look?
I love it.
She looked like she just got out of the baptismal pool.
Yeah, it's art.
I love it.
It's amazing.
Not for the gay Mella.
The Met Gala's about
art. The Met Gala, not the gay Mella.
I mean the Met
Gala. And typically there's a theme. What was the theme?
Flowers and...
Got enough time?
Well, she had enough time to put on a better outfit.
Got enough time. Okay, so Tyla kept things dry in a sand sculpture dress that showed off every curve. It was so form-fitting. Did you guys see this? Her team had to pick her up on the stairs.
All right, then.
Man, if she would have had Doja Cat, that outfit would have been finished.
I mean, I'm putting my hand up. Who is Tyla?
The girl sings Water.
Water.
Make me
she's singing that?
Yeah,
she fly.
Okay, who do you think looks better? Was it Doja's revealing wet look or Tyla keeping it covered and dry?
I got to run it up for Tyla on that one, yo.
I need them to be able to at least walk, though.
Yeah, she can't walk.
Yeah, if you can't walk in your sand, that ain't cute.
And Doja couldn't either. She had to hold herself up. She could barely...
She been holding herself up all weekend. Remember she went to Cartier in the sheet?
Exactly.
Yeah, she was walking down the street in saran wrap outfits. She's been showing out all weekend.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Doja.
Another star with an unusual look was Lizzo. Mm. She wore a vase dress, or should I say bars dress, complete with matching bowl headpiece, Barstool Sports said. Do see this, and all they can think about is crumbling up a piece of paper and shooting it at Lizzo's dome.
Well, damn.
Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian's waist was snatched, honey, in a crazy corset, but her look was giving... walk of shame chic. Styled to look like she had the wildest night of her life in a garden. And she described her vision by saying, I just ran out and grabbed my boyfriend's sweater and threw it on and had to get to work. And my hair is all messed up. Are we going for Lizzo's freak though or Kim's Walk of Fame sheet.
I like Kim's dress, but that sweater worked on my nerves.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was so...
Because it's giving no.
I don't care that much for Miss Kardashian, but that dress was one, baby.
The dress was it. Yeah. The sweater is a no.
But hold on a second. Sweater. It's her waist that I'm just like... Okay, I get the waist trainers. I understand it, but... Her waist looks so small, I just didn't think it could be healthy. I was just like, where are your organs? Where's your kidneys, girl?
It's in the car. Yeah, like, you know, beauty is pain. As they say, I'm going to definitely have to go with Kim Kardashian's look. I feel like this is like an unfair fight. You can't, you know, put... But that style of dress versus the other style of dress.
Right.
Yeah, but
right.
HK, that sweater, that little cardigan threw me off.
As a guy, I wasn't looking at the sweater, fam.
Okay, yeah. The sweater.
Well, it's the battle of the queens. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B had everybody talking about their gala fits. Now, Nicki was rocking an extravagant floral gown to match the event's theme, the Garden of Time. Huh? And Cardi came in, dripped out, wearing a feather-trimmed black gown that took up the whole courtyard. And she also had a nine-person entourage of fan the skirt out to its full capacity. Wow. Not bad at all. Now, fans can't really decide which look is the best. What y'all feeling? Is it the flowers or the feathers?
Nobody
which one
can
y'all
walk.
Rocking with?
This, it has to be, look, it has to be Cardi B here. It has to be. Like, look at that. Look at how wide the camera has to get to catch the whole crew
and
making this thing
it out.
Do what it's supposed to do.
Anytime she moves, they have to fix it.
But I like Cardi B's dress, but it goes to Nicki. Nicki had the idea, the right idea. She had, she
the
came
time.
Out with the flowers
the
and all.
Thing.
Look at that, she looks amazing, honey. Mm.
And
Cardi
at least
B looks
she
good.
Can walk.
It's a good look, for sure.
I like them both.
Yeah,
but it was
too.
Smart on Cardi B's
I like
B's
the
part.
Extraness of Cardi B's.
Well,
too.
Yeah.
Why you say that, hey, Craig?
Well, because the last time Cardi B and Nicki were both at the Met Gala, they got to a fight. So I'm pretty sure all those dudes were trained in like hand and foot, right? You know what I'm saying? So like you got your look and you also got like white security.
Mm-hmm. I loved Nicki's outfit. I thought it was very artistic. I don't know. I think putting them in the same category is shady.
Exactly.
They're not. Even,
they're not.
Yeah, it's so completely different.
So different.
You know what I mean?
I'd have put Nicki against Kim. And then Cardi versus Lizzo, because they were both doing something wide
but Cardi
and extravagant.
Did give Marge Simpson, though, the hair.
I enjoyed it.
What? Yeah.
They gave old Hollywood
not
to
the Marge
me.
Simpson.
All right, now moving on. Miss Teyana Taylor's Met Gala look had a big fan, y'all. Her estranged husband, Iman Shumpert. Now, as soon after the red carpet began, he posted, yeah, you ate. But I ain't telling you that.
You're fine.
I know that's right. Now, of course, this raised fans' eyebrows with his comment. And then he went on to say, LOL, it was a cute way to say she killed. But people didn't even laugh enough.
Oh?
I ain't laugh. That wasn't that funny.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny.
Yeah,
but that was his way of saying, hey, big head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see you out here.
Leave us out the group chat, though.
It don't matter. I feel like he put her through so much stuff. Like, I love Teyana. She's like
me
my
too.
Little sister, and I don't really like him that much, even though he's from Chicago and all that stuff. Like, the things he puts her through, I hate it. I hate it, and it wasn't funny to me, and I'm not here for him at all.
She looks amazing.
She looks
like
beautiful.
Dress. I love
why he
color,
had to say
too.
She ate, though?
She
well, you know,
Gary.
Hey,
but Gary.
Because somebody got to say
something.
Our friends
and cousins don't talk like that. Why he talking like that, friend? She ate.
I think he was just trying to give her a compliment in the most guyish way possible.
That's not a guy.
Adjacent to the language used in the Motlin world,
she
I guess.
She ate?
That's what they say, right?
Who, no.
Wait, who do you think says?
That's what Gary and them say, she ate.
See, if people said the same comment on the Lizzo's page, no one would have blinked an eye.
Gary, did she eat? Did she eat?
That's
did she
what
ate?
Gary would say.
Did she eat, Gary?
She ate.
She ate. It's the lingo for me. I'm just saying.
Up next, find out why Gilbert Arenas is getting clowned after bashing Timberwolves' Rudy Gobert. More after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And welcome back.
Hey.
Now, despite the Minnesota Timberwolves currently being 2-0 in the playoffs, his star player Rudy Gobert is being roasted by Gilbert Arenas for skipping out on game 2 for choosing to witness his baby being born instead.
What?
Check it out.
I mean, missing this game for that baby.
I see you.
It's the baby, bro. It's gonna be there when you get back. We hope. Right. I mean, God, I'm just saying. Yeah. No, I'm just saying. The baby gonna be
trusted. Okay, but unnecessary.
The baby gonna, it don't know. Whatever you about to think you about to do with the baby, he gonna be asleep.
Need that skin to skin contact.
Okay, yeah, he's skin to skin in 2 days.
I'm not surprised, though. I'm also not surprised that on a high level professional sports team, that one of the guys would be like, you should be at the game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not surprised to hear that. I'm sure there have been NFL players who've missed, you know, myths bursts or baseball players. I think it's sad.
To be at a game. I don't give a damn if it's a final, a first, a last, the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady missing the Super Bowl.
If Michael Jackson came back, I don't give a damn. It's your child.
The thing is, like, if it's the final game, then I can understand maybe skipping out of it. But
if
not for playoff.
If you're the man, if you're the guy, and they need you.
I can't believe y'all even.
Me either, because having a baby is like a championship
they
game.
He got like four, so he like, oh, I miss it.
Next one's free. I don't have any.
If you were getting ready to have a newborn baby, you would not miss your child being born for anything.
I would be right here dishing on the hot goss, and I say, let's get this started. Meanwhile, I'm like, is they all right? I'll be fine. She'll be okay.
You are such a liar.
That's why you got no woman.
Oh, my God.
All right, it's time to Shop West Grove.
And first up, we've got the Ethos Hearts Melody Portable Karaoke Machine, where the joy of music meets the freedom of portability.
That's right. You can unleash your inner singing sensation anytime, anywhere, and make any gathering into a karaoke party with this.
Ooh. Y'all, this right up my alley. Y'all know I love this here.
Now, I just can't let baby Miss Tamar show me a tiptoe through the tulips, through the tulips. And it comes in colors, honey, black and white. Now, Headcrack, tell us how much.
Well, Gary, usually it's as high as $76.99, but we got you for just $29.95.
Oh, less than $30.
Get you single. Oh my this God. Next one is for my campers and outdoor people like me. It is a pop-a-shade tent.
It provides protection from the sun and enhances your outdoor comfort.
Use it in the backyard, on the beach, on your next camp out, at your favorite festival, sporting event, tailgating, anywhere you need some shade. Gary, where did Gary go?
Yeah, where
Gary.
Yo, yo.
Gary, where you at?
Yo.
You know I love to say, baby.
And look, Gary, it comes in every color that you have on. It comes in blue. It comes in orange and green. And guys, guess what? It usually goes for $129.99. But y'all, we got it for you today for $23.95.
You are lying to me.
For details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. You got it? Good. This code right here, but hurry up before they run out.
Okay, honey, so what product is everyone going with?
Oh, hands
both
down.
Of them.
Karaoke camp out. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up, did Khloe Kardashian really make Tristan take 3 DNA tests? Mm. Stay tuned for more Dish to find out.
Who's the father?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. So Miss Khloe Kardashian is making headlines again, y'all.
Of course.
Yes, recently during an interview, she revealed that she was torn about picking up her and Tristan Thompson's son, Tatum, who was delivered via surrogate, and here's why.
I had a checkup with my surrogate, and she said, Khloe, we have to deliver within 24 hours.
We were going somewhere. Disneyland?
I just needed the weekend. We were going to have a hotel weekend because she loves hotels. So I was like, this was us. And so I go, no, we can't do this. And she's like, no, there's no fluid in the sack. We need to do this. And I go, I am having a weekend. Like, I'm having a weekend with True.
This
and she goes,
real.
You know what? I'll deliver the baby. I'll take the baby. And you come. You let me know when you're ready to pick him up.
Now, you didn't bought this damn little black baby. And now here, you don't want a doggone, but you want to go with your child sober to a hotel? No, ma'am.
Were we not just talking about a man missing the birth of his child and roasting him for filth? When here she is, she doesn't even want to pick up the one she ordered.
Keep that same energy.
But listen, y'all, she must have paid this doctor some serious money for her to offer to take the baby home.
Well, she went and picked up the baby, but hell, she still put the baby on hold. Till she got ready to go get. That's when I said, well, I'm coming get the grocery tomorrow because I got to take Jason, honey, to the store to get him something to eat.
Yeah.
With the baby on layaway for a minute.
She treated the baby like it was a prime delivery that she wasn't going to be able to accept or sign for.
Reschedule.
Yeah, that's wild.
And that dumb basketball player, where was he? I mean, where was Tristan?
Unavailable, honey.
Yeah, doing side missions.
Unavailable. Okay, well, moving on to more Chloe Tatum and Tristan news. Sounds like she put Tristan through H-E double hockey sticks after Tatum was born because she made him get not one, not two, but three DNA tests to prove he was the father. And you won't believe why she did it, because she didn't think the baby looked like either of them. To her, he looked like her brother, Robert Kardashian. She even went as far as asking Rob, did he donate sperm anywhere? Because Tatum looks so much like him. I mean, he is her brother. So it would make, and get this. Can you believe she said Tristan was offended because she asked him to take these DNA tests?
Yes. I'd be offended too because Khloe Kardashian don't look like Khloe Kardashian. So how do you expect a baby to look like a person that you don't even look like?
HK.
You can't go based off of what your surgery got you looking like or how a kid's supposed to
look
like.
Let him cook.
I'm just saying, like, come on, man.
Also, it would not be weird, like, for instance, like, my sister has three kids, and it would not be weird if one of those kids looked a little bit like me because right. my sister looked like.
Right.
That's what her and Robert look, you know?
Right.
In the beginning.
Man, Tatum is going to have to, like, work really hard because, like, he's going to see these stories one day.
Yeah,
and he's going to realize that there was a child in that house that got preferential treatment right. over him.
Because wouldn't that mean Chloe slept with other people?
So they took one of her eggs and they took one of his sperm, they threw them together, they put them in the surrogate, and she thought the mix might have been wrong.
Because the mix looked like the brother, which is ridiculous.
This is,
but Tristan was stupid for taking all them damn paternity tests.
And then that OJ gene could kick in.
He ain't gonna do what he really told
him. He got to do everything.
He got about two illegitimate children.
That juice gene kicked in.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That Orenthal.
Up next, y'all, can a woman's breast milk being gone be the cause for a couple to grieve?
Ooh.
Maybe we'll explain after the break.
Maybe.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So let's sip on this. This is it. A while back, we dished on Rachel and Alexander Bailey, a married couple who bonded through Alex drinking his wife's breast milk. Well, their toddler has stopped breastfeeding, so the well has run dry. But get this, the couple is grieving the loss of their bonding time so much, they've considered having another child to turn the well back on. Now, you know people think this is kind of strange, but Alexander insists this isn't a fetish. 2024 seems freakier than usual, doesn't it?
Well, if it's not a fetish, what is it?
It's definitely a fetish.
Yeah.
She's fine. Like, I would drink her milk.
Well, Tamar, we need to blame this on you. Remember when you said, honey, up there, honey, you told us to drink doggone breast milk if we got sick.
No, it does have a lot of health benefits.
Oh, it does. Like what?
It absolutely does. Like, if you're getting sick and you drink your own breast milk, you get, or the baby drinks the breast milk, it really does cure the baby and yourself.
Oh, really?
The Kourtney Kardashian chick told everybody that, too.
We're supposed to believe it.
Yeah, but she's the health nut of.
Right.
She's
Dr. like the wellness Kourtney Kardashian.
Dr. Kourtney Kardashian.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, y'all, that's all the dish we have today, okay? We're going to see y'all tomorrow. Y'all come back now. You hear?
Y'all come back now.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.